I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we began our exploration of some of the incredible books the press is spotlighting this February for Black History Month. This week, we're continuing our dive into this excellent collection of books. In the groundbreaking From Du Bois to Obama, African American Intellectuals in the Public Forum, Charles Pete Banner Haley explores the history of African American intellectualism and reveals the efforts of Black intellectuals in the ongoing struggle against racism, showing how they have responded to Jim Crow segregation, violence against Black Americans, and the more subtle racism of the post-integration age. Banner Haley asserts that African American intellectuals, including academicians, social critics, activists, and writers, serve to generate debate, policy, and change, acting as a moral force to persuade Americans to acknowledge their history of slavery and racism, become more inclusive and accepting of humanity, and take responsibility for social justice. Between 1910 and 1920, the Chicago Federation of Labor inaugurated a massive organizing drive in the city's meatpacking and steel industries. Although the CFL sought legitimately progressive goals, worked earnestly to organize an interracial union, and made major inroads among both Black and white workers, their efforts resulted in a bitter defeat. In The Ordeal of the Jungle, Race in the Chicago Federation of Labor, 1903 to 1922, David Bates provides a clear picture of how even the most progressive of intentions can be ground to a halt. The Ordeal of the Jungle explores the choices of a variety of people while showing a complex, overarching interplay of Black and white workers and their employers. In addition to analyzing union structures and on-the-ground relations between workers, Bates synthesizes and challenges previous scholarship on interracial organizing to explain the failure of progressive unionism in Chicago. Black Writing from Chicago and the World Not of It takes readers on a cultural trip through Chicago's literary history. Editor Richard R. Guzman compiles the first comprehensive collection of the works of Chicago's Black writers from 1861 to the present day. The anthology, which includes works from newspaper writing, poetry, fiction, drama, essays, and historical and social commentary, seeks not only to represent a broad image of writings, but also to focus tightly on such themes as hope and despair, racism and equality, spirituality and religion. More than 60 writers unfold a story that reflects the literary periods in Black American history. Each author's selection is preceded by a biographical and a bibliographical introduction. Readers interested in Chicago, race relations, and literature, as well as scholars of history, sociology, urban studies, and cultural studies, will find the collection invaluable. During the Great Migration of the 1920s and 1930s, Southern African Americans flocked to the Southside Chicago community of Bronzeville, the cultural, political, social, and economic hub of African American life in the city, if not the Midwest. The area soon became the epicenter of community activism as working-class African Americans struggled for equality in housing and employment. In A New Deal for Bronzeville, Housing, Employment, and Civil Rights in Black Chicago, 1935 to 1955, Lionel Kimball Jr. demonstrates how these struggles led to much of the civil rights activism that occurred from 1935 to 1955 in Chicago and shows how this working-class activism and culture helped to ground the early civil rights movement. Drawing upon nearly 200 years of recorded African-American oratory, The Will of a People, a critical anthology of great African-American speeches, edited by Richard W. Lehman and Bernard K. Duffy, brings together in one unique volume some of this tradition's most noteworthy speeches, each paired with an astute introduction designed to highlight its most significant elements. The Will of a People is the first book to pair the full texts of the most important African-American orations with substantial introductory essays intended to guide the reader's understanding of the speaker, the speech, its rhetorical interpretation, and the historical context in which it occurred. Broadly representative of the African-American experience, as well as what it means to be American, this valuable collection serves as an essential guide to the African-American oratory tradition. Decades before the Civil War, Illinois' status as a free state beckoned enslaved people, particularly those in Kentucky and Missouri, to cross porous river borders and travel toward new lives. While traditional histories of the Underground Railroad in Illinois start in 1839 and focus largely on the romanticized tales of white men, Larry A. McClellan's Onward to Chicago, Freedom Seekers and the Underground Railroad in Northeastern Illinois, reframes the story, not only introducing readers to earlier freedom seekers, but also illustrating that those who bravely aided them were Black and white, men and women. McClellan features dozens of individuals who made dangerous journeys to reach freedom, as well as residents in Chicago and across northeastern Illinois who made a deliberate choice to break the law to help. Watchmen Tell Us, John J. Byrd and Black Politics in Post-Civil War Illinois, by Wayne T. Pittard, unveils the forgotten story of a remarkable Black political figure in post-Civil War Illinois. Emerging as a leader in Cairo, the city with Illinois' second-largest Black community, Byrd played a pivotal role in advancing civil rights within the state, also becoming Illinois' first Black elected judge and first Black trustee of the University of Illinois. Watchmen Tell Us deftly examines Byrd's lifetime of service and advocacy for a vulnerable community and the ways in which he successfully advocated for and protected voting rights, educational opportunity, and public access for the Black residents of Southern Illinois. You can buy your own copies of these amazing titles from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about another great read. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.